All right, there we go. That's my mistake there, Big Rob. Well, we got another celebrity today, Big Rob. Another celebrity, brother.
Yes, sir. You don't make mistakes.
Oh, yeah. I make them every day, bro. Nah. I'm probably going to make one, another one for this interview is over. I guarantee you. the next guest, family, is still in high school. He's a junior in high school and started a media company that follows sports. Covering over 24 schools in our area. Man, very impressive. Mike Meekoff, how you doing today, young king? You all right, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Man, very impressive, man. You started your business as a freshman.
Correct, yeah.
What made you start it?
So actually, I was looking into starting something like that in seventh grade. And really, my whole life, I've been a fan of covering high school sport or following high school sports and looking at the best players on every team. And I always went to the best games in the area. And so I always just wanted to do something around that. And I thought there were some schools that were underrepresented and not getting enough opportunities. And so I really wanted to, just for our whole area, be able to shed a light on some people's stories. And so in seventh grade, I thought about starting something like that. And, you know, I really like it. I was at a time in my life when I was like worried more about what people thought. Like I had a good group of friends, but I was worried that the only people that would support me was my family and my close friends, and that people would make fun of me. And so I didn't do it. And then when it came to ninth grade, you know, I didn't really care as much. And I was the amount of support I've got from the community in Muskegon has just been amazing. And people that don't even know me reach out to me all the time and tell me how much they appreciate the work I've done. All my friends have gotten behind it. And I love where this has taken me. And I know for a fact now I'm going to be doing this the rest of my life. I plan to go to school for it and get a degree and be a sports journalist the rest of my life.
You know, I'm surprised you don't know Trevor Hilson. Do you know Trevor Hilson?
I do know him. I was just talking with him last night for a little bit.
That kid knows everything.
Right. Wow. So what school you go to, Mike?
Mona Shores.
Mona Shores. So how do you pick what schools to cover?
I just go wherever I think it's going to be the best game that night. And really, whether it's the best game or the best story. And so, like, for example, I was at the Muskegon-Zeeland East game Friday because that was obviously, even though Muskegon was out of the conference race, that was a really big game. I wanted to see where they were headed going into the playoffs. And Zeeland East, if they could cap off that undefeated season they had. And so I really just go to wherever it's the best game that the most people care about in our area.
Wow. And that leads me to this question, because you had to make a judgment call whether to release that video on Friday night, and you released it quickly. What made you do that?
So it was, when I saw it happen, you know, it upset me getting to know Keith. I've basically known Keith since the day I started it. He was actually my first interview. And told him this, if he would have treated me bad, because I was still really nervous when I started that. And so if he would have treated me bad or something like that, I might not be doing it still. And he treated me right. With class and respect. And I really appreciated that. And so it just, you know, I felt like I needed to do something to help him out, because I could tell it was hurting him bad. And it hurt me bad seeing somebody that I respected a great deal. He's one of my favorite coaches in this area to work with. Seeing someone get disrespected that blatantly, it really hurt me. And it wasn't much of a decision at that point whether to post it or not. I knew I was going to do something about it, even though there were other media companies that were holding back, and some of my friends in the media telling me that it wasn't a good idea to post it. You know, it was just, I felt like it was really important to have that out there, and I knew I had to do something about it.
So you've gotten pressure probably from people, huh?
Yeah, I have.
Wow. For doing the right thing. A lot of courage, man. We appreciate it. And I know, without even talking to you, I know that you have gotten pressure.
Yeah.
Because there were certain, like Fox 17, didn't even want to talk about it.
I know. They just sent me an email today asking to use it after almost a week.
Right. Trust me. I had to hit some people up over there, people I know. It was like, why y'all haven't talked about this story when if it had been the opposite? We know it would have been news. You know what I mean? Been opposite. Keith would have knocked him out. It would have been big-time news. So I commend you.
If it was the opposite,
right? Right. Mike, thank you for being so courageous and so, you know, because I know you, like PA said, you had to know you was going to get some backlash from it. And you stood up, you know, stood tall and held your ground. So, you know, we thank you, too, you know, in this community for releasing it. And, you know, you don't look like us. So, you know, for you to do that. Thank you, man. I salute you for that, for real.
Yes, sir. It was the least I could do, you know, given how much Keith has done for me over the years. He's really one of my favorites. And even though, like you said, I don't look like you, I can feel your pain, and I know what you're going through. And I've just over the last year seeing what people have had to go through, you know, it really, you know, shed a light to me. And wow. So I felt like I needed to do something.
Man, you in 11th grade, man. You sound like you a senior. You're a senior in college, man. Wow, man. Your parents they got to be proud of you, man.
Yeah, they are. And I really appreciate them. You know, I wouldn't be where I am without them. My mom, Jen, and my dad, Matt, you know, they've really done a lot for me. And if you haven't figured out by the age, you know, I couldn't even drive when I started. So my only friends, my mom would drive me everywhere. She watches all my stuff, tells me how I do. She doesn't just say, "Oh, you did great." She tells me what I need to do, what she thinks I need to fix and stuff. And so I really wouldn't be where I am without them.
Wow. Rob, we got an online comment. Want to take that one?
Will Robertson Sr. says, "Brave young man. Thank you."
Yeah, that's real. That's been a consensus in the community, because we know we would not have heard about it if it not been for you. Now, where are you at? You at your office, man? You got an office now? You bought it like that?
I'm in my office. I actually got my bedroom behind me, and then I have this room. I'm in the basement of my house, and so my room's behind me, and in this separate room, I have a desk and some stuff set up.
It looks good, man.
Thank you.
You got a
I got this wall right here.
In your basement. Wow, love, man. That's
and
love.
I actually last summer I posted I released my first magazine. It was a football preview for the whole area, and so I have a page on every team. I dropped it off on local restaurants and stuff, and so I got all 22 schools.
Who's been your inspiration, man?
I don't have an inspiration. You know, most people can point to somebody in the journalism field that they want to look up to, you know, but for me, I've just wanted to be myself and be different than other people. And I, you know, kind of looked at ways I can make my own path. Obviously, like what I'll end up doing is what a lot of people do. Probably I'll work for a news network, I hope. But I like, you know, building my own career and not just following other people.
Man, you're going to have your own television station, your own network, man. You already a boss, man. You're a boss.
and I mean to be so brave like you are, man, and not be biased
right
in it. You know,
I'm taking a lot of pride in. And so, like I've told you, I go to Morning Shores, and it's not a secret that they're the biggest rivals with Muskegon.
Yeah.
But I truthfully don't like, that's just where I happen to go. I truthfully don't like one over the other. And I think it's really important to have a non-biased opinion and just tell it like it is. And I think that's the problem in a lot of ways with today's media, you know, as far as they want to give their slant on it, where as far as what I look at it, I want to be fair to everybody. And I hope that's if people have a problem with what I'm doing, I hope the least they can say is I was fair to everybody.
Right. Right.
How can the community help you?
I appreciate the community. Everybody that likes watching my videos, you know, if nobody watched my stuff, I wouldn't still be doing this. But everybody in the community that watches my videos and likes my posts and stuff, you know, that's probably the biggest way the community can help me.
Now, you got a YouTube channel, right?
I
hope you got it monetized.
No, I don't yet.
You ain't got enough subscribers or what? We need to get people out there to subscribe.
I got about 560 subscribers, I think.
Oh, PA, you need to put up his YouTube page so we can get some more subscribers.
Yeah, I gotta find that. I gotta find it and put it up. Can you give out your YouTube page?
Yeah. All right. What do you want me to? Do you want me
like,
to put
like? What's the address? What's the name? Should they look for M7 Sports?
Yeah, M7 Sports.
Yeah. Jack Page say a boss with ethics. That's important. Talking about you. Yeah.
And you know, I don't make very much money doing this at all. I've always been a huge sports fan, and I've always loved just being able to cover it. And so that's the type of response I hope to get.
Okay. What games are you covering this week?
Yesterday I was at Fruitport Cavalry Christian. They had their district semifinals, so I watched Fruitport Cavalry Christian against Holland Cavalry, and then right after that was Muskegon Catholic against Muskegon Heights. Thursday for their district semifinal, I'm going to Reese Puffer to watch Muskegon's rematch against Reese Puffer, which I'm really looking forward to because Muskegon beat him pretty handily the first time, and Reese Puffer beat him in double overtime the last time they played. So I think that's a real matchup to look at. And then after that is Grand Haven against Mona Shores. Saturday, I'll be at Whitehall for their district final at 2:00 and Reese Puffer for their district final at 7:00, depending on who wins in those games.
Okay. I'm at your channel. You have gotten over 250,000 views, which is pretty good, man. How many people do you have out here working in these games?
During football, I had 4 people working for me. But during basketball, I've only had 2. I'm working at what's up, Melvin? I was looking at different, you know, people to hire for the last year, because next year will be my last year in Muskegon probably, because I'll go off to college. But you know, and I'm just really hoping that there can be some people willing to work for me, because I like I said, I barely get paid pennies, and so the people that I have helping me out are just for free, and so it's people like me that really like watching and reporting on sports versus people just in it for the money.
Well, you know what, Mike, you could do college. You know, a lot of college, whatever college you choose to go to, you could possibly do some of their games. And when you're at home, you know, do some of the games still to keep it going. I know I just went and liked your page on YouTube so that you can try to get some more money. Or get some money from them watches and stuff. PA, you like it yet?
Oh, yeah, I just subscribed, yeah.
Yeah, I did too, yeah, so.
Yeah. We got an online question. Big Rod, can you take this question?
Yeah, Real Robinson Sr. says, how did you come up with the name M7?
All right, so my last name's Mikoff, and I wore number 7 when I played football when I was little.
There you go.
Oh.
All righty. What position, man? Cornerback, halfback, what?
Cornerback and wide receiver.
Okay. So what college are you planning on going to?
I don't know yet, to be honest with you. I've looked at a bunch of different options. I'm looking at Maryland because I really want to go somewhere in a big market that, you know, I can get internship opportunities right away. And so I was looking at Maryland, Washington, somewhere in a big market with pro or big college teams that I hope I can get first, you know, hands-on experience covering while I'm there.
So when we people go to his actual website, and that'll link you over to YouTube. That's m7sportsnews.com. And also like his Facebook page, M7 Sports, and follow him, comment. This young man is an amazing young man. You just, what, 16, 17?
17.
17. And you got all these different things going on. How are your grades in school? I shouldn't have to ask you that, but I'm...
last trimester I finished, we just ended, we have 3 trimesters at Mona Shores. So last trimester, we have 5 classes. I ended with 3 A's and 2 A minuses.
Yes. While covering sports and all this other stuff. I take it you don't have a girlfriend.
No, I don't.
He's trying to get that bag first.
Smart.
Girls come later. You're very smart right now, young man. Very smart. Get that bag first.
Right. Get the bag. Get the money. All right. What kind of, before we go, personal question, what kind of music you listen to?
I honestly listen to everything.
Okay. Give me your top 5 artists, regardless, dead or alive, regardless of what genre.
Rap, rock. country, whatever.
Top five, and this is going to be all over the place.
All over the place. This is your list. All right, this is so your Spotify list.
I really like YoungBoy.
What? Oh, okay.
I know you guys probably, I know he gets a lot of hate, but I actually like listening to his stuff. Probably Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Wow.
Number two.
I'll go with the country guy, Jimmy Buffett.
Okay. Jimmy Buffett. I didn't see that one coming.
That's because I grew up listening to that. That's my dad's favorite.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Margaritaville.
I'll go with somebody else old school. Probably Metallica.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm an old school guy when it comes to music, to be honest with you.
One more, Mike. One more. Did you get five or did you say four?
I had five.
Okay, I missed the last. What was the last one?
Guns N' Roses and Metallica were the last two.
Okay, there you go.
I like Guns N' Roses too. All right. I believe it or not, I do. Guns N' Roses, yeah. Metallica, yeah. They're pretty cool.
Mike, thank you for making our time. I know you got a game tonight. We're going to keep in contact. We're going to follow your feeds. And so inspiring. I loved radio and television when I was your age, but we didn't have the internet. We didn't have the tools available. And I'm glad that you're taking advantage of the tools available. And the sky's the limit, man.
And it shows you the power of what happened this weekend shows you the power of social media and the internet, you know, how they can bring light to and hold people accountable in a negative situation. And, you know, just that video getting shared out by me got, I think, 28,000 views on my YouTube. It's on the Detroit Free Press. It's on Fox 17, or not Fox 17, WZZM, Wood TV 8. And so there's that, and plus just the response from the community, not just at Muskegon, but even at the rival schools. I've had people reaching out to me from Shores, Reese Puffer, you know, all wanting to do something to help because it's really important to them, this cause. And it just shows you how powerful social media can be in a positive way sometimes.
It does. I think we got another comment from Jack. Jack says, stay the course, young sir. And that's our sentiments. We got to talk to you. Maybe we could become a sponsor. We'll figure out a way to become a sponsor of what you're doing. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Just reach out to me.
We will. You got my word on that. We'll figure out. If you don't blow up, you might come up you might have those national rates in a couple of weeks. You know, we need the local rates. All right, Mike. Hey, have a good day, man. All right?
All right, you too. Thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you. All right, take care. Problem. Back to more music. Take care.